self-driving cars could have some positive and negative environmental factors. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Don McKenzie, assistant professor of transportation engineering at the University of Washington, explores how making transportation easier could lead to even more people getting on the road.
In just 3 years, self-driving cars have gone from a curiosity to a seeming inevitability. Detroit and Silicon Valley alike are promising safer travel, less congestion, and improved mobility for groups like the elderly and the blind. But what will vehicle automation mean for energy use and climate change? Working with Zia Wadud and Paul Leiby, we quantified potential impacts of automation on vehicle energy efficiency and the amount of driving. We found self-driving cars create substantial opportunities to improve energy efficiency. Driving in tight, aerodynamic formations on the highway, optimizing acceleration and braking, and reducing consumer demand for horsepower. Each of these could reduce energy per mile by 5 to 20%. By far the biggest opportunity is right-sizing our vehicles. Today, we buy cars and trucks for our peak needs, but mostly drive around alone. Now, imagine an on-demand service, like Uber, without the driver. A vehicle is dispatched with size and capabilities tailored to the needs of the specific trip, reducing energy per mile by an average of 20 to 40%. But there are risks, too. The single largest cost of driving is the value of the driver's time, and automation will reduce this cost. By making driving safer, cheaper, and more convenient, automation could increase vehicle travel by up to 60%. Putting the pieces together, automation might reduce on-road energy demand by 50%, or double it. This uncertainty arises because the changes don't come from automation per se, but from changes in how and how much we use our vehicles. Suffice to say, vehicle automation will not necessarily save the climate, at least not without additional policy signals, and it could make things a lot worse.
That was Don McKenzie with the University of Washington. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.